Людмила Лазебная, My First Friend. True Friend Needs, No Orders. Людмила Лазебная. Some Recollections of My Childhood and My Dog. Chapter 1. Pop Visit. Charlie came to us at the dead of autumn that very year when I was 5 and supposed that I was old enough to study. Why should I stay home? It is time for school. Mom, without thinking twice, gave me a present of a school primer. I will tell you about this gift another time, though. So, one morning, when my granny and I were at home alone, someone climbed up our porch. Granny went on drinking her tea, smacking her toothless mouth, sighing, and paid no notice to the intruder. I approached her and whispered. Gran, oh, Gran! Do you hear someone walking and making noise out there? Granny sipped her tea loudly from the saucer, looking up at me, and said. It is just wind. Can the wind growl? It can howl, love. Suddenly the wind started roaring. I was scared and crawled quickly under the bed to bugle there. But Granny rose fast, grabbed a rake, and went to the terrace. I heard her fearlessly opening the door. Such a brave granny I have. I thought. Mila, come on, get out and come along. Look, what a pop visit we have here. She said in a loud voice. I left my sanctuary and, having looked around the door pane, saw a tiny puppy, completely soaked, trembling, from hunger and cold. He looked at me with his large gray eyes and whimpered, from time to time. I approached Granny boldly. Has he come to me? Let us keep him. Granny loved dogs, but Mom forbade my brothers and me bringing home either kittens or puppies. She loved order and cared for our health a lot. But Granny looked at the puppy and me and said, come on, Chaplin. Later I learned why she had called him such name. The puppy had a funny, innocent muzzle, thin, crooked paws, and a black spot under the nose, looking like mustache. Granny wiped puppy's fur and muzzle with a piece of cloth, poured him some warm milk, and added a small loaf of bread. The puppy had his meal, stretched, yawned, and rested himself on the rug at the doorway. Granny was petting him and smiling, and I was waiting patiently for the permission to play with him after his nap. I was sitting on the sofa among the cushions and had a chat in whisper with my dolls, also waiting for a new friend. While Granny was clicking her knitting needles, making something, and smiling, watching him above her spectacle frames. Charlie soon lay beside Granny as armchair and I was allowed to play with him. I remember him sniffing me, moving his little nose and spitting funnily. He likes you, Granny said. Look how he spits. Dogs show affection this way. You all make great friends. And so we did. First Street. A dog and a girl, whose life became much more exciting since then, became friends. Wherever I went, Charlie followed my steps, wagging his tail with joy. I wondered how it happened that he had been recently so small while I was big, but then the new year came, and he changed while I remained the same. Why has he grown so fast? I asked Granny, and got another answer each time. Once she said, that he had been eating porridge quickly and licking his bowl until it shined. And another time the answer was that he drinks COD liver oil without disgust. And once the answer was the following. He is a dog, a true human friend. He hurries to grow up to help with the household, return favor, and play with you without fear that you may hurt him. I was happy to get any answer and felt delighted and cozy hearing Granny S. words. I wanted to hug Charlie tight and bring to my room, as I used to do a couple of months before, pet him and dress in jackets and hats. No way. Charlie resisted hard and did not let hug him. He would twist out of my arms and spren, sticking his tongue out, wagging his tail like a huge feather, cheerfully and lively. Granny once told me a story. That dog was the first animal that came to serve human, swore allegiance and promised to help him hunting, defend from enemies and warm up from cold. I listened to her with great attention and wondered how Charlie and I would hunt together and after whom.